Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, Composed with Love by my nephew Miles DeBastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Hi, Nicole. How is life treating you tonight?
What was that, Cindy?
How's life treating you today?
Oh, not too shabby at all. I think I told you last week that this week I was going to actually have off from my job. And ironically enough, as I get off from the job out in Jersey, one of the jobs that I was waiting for all summer in New York came through. So on my week off, I've been working.
Well, this is my theory, that there's no shortage of work on this planet.
Oh, no. There's always work to be done. It's whether or not people are getting it done is the question.
I know, but I said, for older souls, work finds us.
Absolutely.
It comes our way, you know.
Well, it was just funny because, you know, for that split second there, like, although I knew it was the universe's way of saying, you know what, you got to ease up off this situation and this and that, because there were, like, a lot of extenuating circumstances to me not being in work this week. You know, I mean, you know, my bosses were having issues, and it was the slow season, and, you know, I was having issues with some of the workers. So I think that this was the universe's way of saying, you know, that I need to take a step, not just away from work, but just away from that situation, you know, and get a little bit of distance and a little bit of safe distance, you know, between myself and that situation, you know, which I did gladly. And then, you know, just as I was like, you know what, I was like, this is really coming at a very inopportune time for me, because, oh, by the way, Cindy, on the Thursday, the 27th, I'm not going to be able to do the show because Lisa and I are taking our first vacation in 2 years.
In September, you mean? This?
In September, yep, in a couple
weeks. Okay, good.
So, here I am going, oh, my God, I really can't afford to be out of work for an entire week with no pay, considering that I have this trip coming up at the end of the month and this and that and everything else. So wouldn't you have it or whatever? I find out on Friday mid-afternoon that, you know, we're definitely going to close down or whatever. They're taking that week off. And, you know, they're going to sort through, you know, their mumbo-jumbo out in Jersey. And then by Friday evening, I got the call from the other client saying, hey, listen, you know, I really need you to start my house. You know, we're all set to go. Can you come on Tuesday? So I was like, sure.
Wow.
You know, it could not have been more perfect, Cindy, you know. And then, you know, so that was great. And then, you know, just for our listeners or whatever, just so everybody knows, I'm going to be cutting out. You know, I have a personal issue that I have to, that I may or may not have to attend to. So, you know, if Cindy sees that I cut out, then, you know, I hope everybody gets what you desire from Cindy tonight. And I hope that your spirit guides are speaking loud and clear for you.
Oh, terrific. Now, I see we have a lot of callers. So
we do. So let me just jump right. As usual, I don't screen the first one. All right, and I told you how I'm going to be doing that for the rest of the show, Cindy. So let's jump into the 602 area code, just so that you know that we're speaking to you. The last four digits of your number are 6755. You've been waiting the longest, and let's see what is waiting for us there. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Cindy. This is Sharon in Arizona.
Hi, Sharon. So did your money come through yet?
No.
It's funny because you always get the money cards.
some of the other psychics say that they see me getting it in December or January of this year, January of 2013.
You definitely always get the Queen of Money cards and good money coming through. It's just a couple of delays here, but the money will absolutely come through. You're still waiting on that one big client?
They also said, because I talked to, I don't want to drop a name, but she's like right in the top, 20 psychics in America. She's on another radio show on Blog Talk, and she told me in July that she saw me getting the money in December, and then this other client who's doing a big annuity, she saw me getting that right after I get the inheritance.
Right.
Go ahead.
The money doesn't look like it's going to be a problem. It'll come through.
It's a little
delayed here, a little longer than anyone would have thought. But you actually have a very good year ahead of you, so money looks okay.
I was wondering whether you can tell when I might write up a client by the name of Tim. He had a policy and he dropped it, lapsed it in April, and he said he was going to do it before his birthday in October, which is the 9th. So do you see me actually writing his contract up in September or the first week of October?
Well, it looks like he wants it, but he has some money issues of his own. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, he told me he had two rental properties and they were empty and they were draining him. But
right. So
hopefully by now, it's been 3 months.
Right. And again,
he
has his own little bit of financial problems right now, actually trying to throw out some people that he had for rentals that weren't good and now getting new people in. He might be a little delayed. I hate to be the bearer of that news, but he may just be putting it off. You have to convince him that it's to his benefit, not, especially if he's in this position right now, and to protect his family and other people, he really needs to do what he needs to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks like he may jerk you around a bit. So, not because he wants to so much, but he really he is a little bit behind in everything himself. So,
yeah.
Did you try calling him again recently?
I tried to call him today, but his home phone and his cell phone are all transferred to a voicemail system, and then he never returns the phone call. So I don't know how he can do business when he never answers his phone. So the only other way I could have money coming in by the end of September is I filed a lawsuit against my former landlord on the 8th of August, and it's around $9,100. And
right.
His first name is Michael, and he lives in Vancouver, but he has an attorney here.
Right. That looks okay, too. Money looks like it'll be coming in, but I'm not seeing it being a big problem. It looks like you will get your money. Again, with the other client, I'm not so sure he's going to come through. So,
hey, if I can get this one, I'll be okay for a couple months.
Right. No, I'm seeing you're going to be okay, by hook or by crook, one way or the other. And then, more money will be coming in. You actually have a good money year coming up, so you're doing what you need to do. You also need to just keep pursuing other clients as well.
Yeah, I haven't written anybody up since I think I actually wrote somebody up the end of April, but she lied to her doctor. So I can rewrite her up in October because she had gotten some medicine for her daughter to quit smoking. And it's so in her medical records it says, I'm a smoker, I need some medicine for stop smoking. And so therefore we considered her a smoker because you're not supposed to be lying to your doctor to get pills for your daughter.
Right, exactly. And
so in a year from that, which is next month, I can rewrite her and she knows I can write her up.
Oh, good.
So then she'll be considered a non-smoker.
Okay, good. Well, actually your money looks okay. I'm not worried about you. Your money will be coming in, and actually significant money in the future, so relaxing a little bit about it.
January thing, but where's Mr. Romance? I've not had any romance in my life.
I don't know.
Either.
You always show up, Mr. Romance, here. Love always shows up here, so are you doing anything to find it, though?
Hey, I don't have any money to go out and go. Usually I go
to San
Diego.
Well, you have to go where there's money. There's lots of free events everywhere that you could go and meet some new friends.
I go to the movies once a week, and
well,
I figure,
how are you
going to
meet somebody at the movies?
buying popcorn. if you can meet movies in a grocery store and people, you know, want to buy fruit, or, you know, you go by the produce and they'll buy fruit, you can meet people any place. I could be getting gas at a gas station and someone come up and say, hey, I really think you're good looking, blah, 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 blah. You can meet any, you don't have to go to a bar or place.
No, not
like
a bar,
that.
But you, sometimes if you go to places where you could, where it's more social than a movie, where you could be talking to and making some new friends as well, because it's really expanding our friendship base that usually brings a lover to us. So
yeah.
You're trying to make some new friends. Your cards are actually good. So you need to relax on it and
plugging along.
There's nothing bad in here. So, you know,
I actually have a good medical study screening in October. It's paying $10,000, and then doing it for muscle loss. It's in San Diego.
Well, no wonder there's a couple of money cards here. So. You seem to be a person who's very resourceful and, you know, see what happens even with the medical study in terms of meeting somebody.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck to you. Have a great fall coming up now. And thanks for calling in.
Okay,
bye. Okay, we have Nicole.
All right. I'm actually still here, Sin.
Okay, good.
All right, and actually, because I'm going to be cutting out in about 3 minutes, though, so this is going to be the only setup that I do for you tonight. But here's the other thing. Since I'm in on the host line, you will see my number up there. I'm just going to keep my phone muted because I don't want to affect the show once I have to leave, okay? So
okay,
you'll have
great.
To hit the end of episode at the end of it or whatever, but you will see my number there. And if I'm in the car and I happen to hear something that, you know, I want to stick my two cents in, believe me, I'll unmute.
Good for you.
All right, honey. But right now, I'm going to continue doing what I have to do to get out of the house right now. But we are going to go out to Michigan right now. We're going to speak to Rodney, and Rodney has never been in a relationship, Cindy, and he wants to know what he has to do to get one and when will one come.
Okay, that's a good question.
Hello, Rodney. You're on the air.
Yes.
Hi, Rodney.
You've never had
a relationship?
No, I'm 25 years old and never had a relationship before. So when do you see a relationship come? That's something that I always wanted to know for years and years.
Okay, it's unusual that someone who wants a relationship hasn't had one. And your generation are such commitment phobics. It's a problem because they say they want love and then they run from it. Do you ask people out?
Yes, but sometimes, you know, it's for some reason. It'll never work.
Okay. Are you going after a certain type of woman? Who or
Yes and no.
Okay, because sometimes, you know, you might be going after the wrong kinds of women. Because in this card, it definitely shows you're meant to have a nice woman in your life, very loving, smart woman.
Yeah.
Also, you know, children in the future. Do you want that?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Okay, I mean, there's a marriage in here, and you have a very good 5-year period opening up. You tend to go after women who are kind of not looking for relationships. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay, so right there, you might think you're not afraid of commitment, but why do you go after that same kind of a woman?
Every time I try to come after a woman, somebody don't work.
Right, but this
looks,
and it looks like in the future that, you know, in the near future there is a woman. Also, money looks better in the future. What are you doing right now to make money?
Well, I'm trying to sell a car.
Okay.
And I'm trying to help somebody sell a car.
Okay, but do you work as well?
No, I'm currently looking for work. I'm signing up for some temporary services, so I've been calling them, seeing if they had anything available.
Okay, because also, I mean, if you want a relationship, a woman's not going to be drawn to a man who's not working. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
That's going to clear the room pretty fast.
Yes.
So, you know, even getting out there and getting some work would be good for you, and then it would be something that you would have something to talk about and offer a woman. Because, you know, you are 25 years old. You're not 18. You know, if you want a family and things, you know, getting a career would be important. Did you ever think of what kind of career you would want?
I'm still trying to debate right now.
It's not unusual. Your generation is, they finally start growing up around 25, Rodney. This is the moment where, you know, you have a very good year ahead of you. Looks like you could pick up a skill here, and that would help bring you into alignment with some people. But your first priority should be probably figuring out what you're going to do when you grow up.
Okay.
And you have a good five-year period opening up here. Really nice in terms of career and a relationship. You have a grandma who passed away. Do you remember her?
Yes, great-grandmother.
Your great-grandmother, because she's saying to you that, you know, all you ever wanted when you were growing up was a happy family life, and you could have that, but you really do have to start thinking about career and not just drifting from one day to the next. And, you know, having something to offer a woman. I mean, if you run into a woman and she's not working in the whole bit, are you going to be that attracted to her?
Yes.
You know, so try to, I do see very good things here for you this year, mostly, you know, job-wise. Love-wise, you're definitely going to have a wife, but you have to, you know, work on being the best Rodney that you could be.
Okay.
I know things in Michigan are a little bit rough job-wise.
Yes.
But thinking, could you ever think about working for yourself?
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm always thinking like, I'm always trying to put together some ideas.
And that's it, and just try and see what you can put together, and even getting out there in the work world is how you can meet a nice woman, too.
Okay, so,
all right. Well, good luck to you, and let us know when love manifests in your life, because it looks like it should be soon. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, so what month do you see it coming?
It looks, mostly it looks like work should come first and then this relationship. So work on your work first.
Okay.
Because that'll get you out in the world and make you feel good about yourself and have some money to even go out and meet someone.
Okay, do you see like a date?
It just looks like this is your, what's your birth date, the month and the year?
July 14, 1987.
Okay, so you just had a birthday. Okay, it's really a very good year between one birthday and the next. So, you know, the next few months should be very promising for you. You know,
like
get out
December.
There and yeah, this should be December, January. Looks like very good months for you, so love-wise and career-wise.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, we're going over to Felix in Texas. He's had an accident. Okay. Let's see what Felix has to say in Texas. Oh, boy, you had an accident this morning?
Oh, hi, Cindy.
Hi,
yes, I am.
How are you? What kind
I haven't
of accident
talked to
was
you.
It?
Well, it was a three-car accident. I was in the middle, I think that the person in front of me was really distracted, that the car really stopped and I didn't had a chance to completely full stop, that I got into hit the front vehicle in front of me. It was a Pathfinder, and then the other car was switching. I was on the other lane behind me and hit me in the back also too. We had we called the police and we exchanged insurance information, but there was no file incident that happened or occurred at that time. And my vehicle, at least, is running. All three of the vehicle was running. They didn't have to tow any vehicle from nobody. But I'm worried about the whole process of it. I have communicated with insurance, my insurance, and the other person that hit me in the back. I made a claim on their insurance, so it's a matter of waiting and what's going to happen in the next couple of days.
Okay, it looks like one of the people you're dealing with isn't the most honest person in the world. So that could be somewhat of an issue here. You know, people try to get more money than they can out of a situation, but...
Mm-hmm.
being that the insurance is involved in, what state are you in, by the way?
Texas.
Okay, is Texas a no-fault or no? No-fault
well,
insurance?
Well, they saying that it was my fault because I hit the person
right.
Regardless when you hit.
You hit somebody in the back, it's always your fault. And again, the other person hit you. It looks like one of the people, you just have to be careful because it looks like may claim some injuries that are probably not true. Try not to worry too much because the damage to the cars wasn't that great. Are you aware of that?
Right. The Pathfinder in front of me wasn't that great. It was just basically scratches. I actually drive a Toyota Camry, and you know those cars very low in the front versus to the versus to the Nissan Pathfinder, kind of a little high. But I think that the woman who was driving the Pathfinder in front of me, she made like a little drama because, I don't know, for some reason the paramedics came over and she was kind of a little fading or making believe that something happened to her. But
she's the one you gotta be watching out for. And again, the insurance will have to investigate this and everything so she can claim everything she wants to claim. Ultimately, it looks like it'll turn out okay for you. Just know that she's really looking to make this something. And again, the insurance will take care of a lot of it. And, relax a little bit on it. The person who hit you in the back is just as nervous right now. Are you aware of that?
I'm not. All of us were training to going to work and suddenly happened. I wasn't really driving that fast. I was just changing one lane to another, 30 miles, and the guys behind me also did the same thing because he didn't have no space to stop by. He just basically hit me in my back, and I actually went into the other car in front of me. So, and I know I have to be very careful with this lady in the front because, she was very difficult to deal with in the first place.
Right, I'm telling you, she's going to act like she has a back injury. She's one of those people that's going to claim she got hurt. So, again, she can claim all she wants. The insurance company will have to investigate and, stick by what happened. And by the level that the car was hit and hurt, she can claim all the injury she wants, but it doesn't look like the impact was that great at the amount of speed you were going.
My car originally was literally damages and the whole front of it and the back, not so bad, but I have to replace the bumper and all that, but I'm just worried about the whole situation. It's my first accident for the last 27 years driving, so.
I know, and that's just why we have insurance, because accidents happen. And be grateful that it was just the fender bender. People will make up stories and lie, but that is insurance fraud. So, trust that you're being divinely guided. It looks like the outcome will be okay. Insurance goes up from accidents. I know that's what you're worried about, but
yes.
You haven't had an accident in years. So what insurance company do you have?
I have Geico.
Okay. That's what I have too. It looks like you're worrying more than you have to right now.
Okay.
Of course, she's going to make a big stink over it. Does she have Geico, too?
No, she has she have a homestay mutual insurance, something like that. I have all the information of her
yeah, okay.
vehicle
I mean,
and the other
sometimes
party.
Sometimes it helps
Geico.
If they have the same insurance company. Because that insurance company has to pay out, so they'll invest. It looks okay. She really is the devil, though. She's a liar. This woman
okay.
is a liar. And, again, you're just knowing that you have to stand firm with when your insurance company, what happened, and they'll investigate. And she could claim all the injuries she wants. Eventually, the insurance companies are pretty good with fraud detection and everything. So it looks okay. I'm just saying you're sort of over worrying. I know you're a good driver. Everybody, and that's the way we would hope, that people would be nervous a little bit when they get in accidents, because that's good drivers. Good drivers don't really get in accidents. And things look okay here. It doesn't look like anything you got to lose any sleep about. You know.
Okay.
And this is why we have insurance, if you want to know.
Okay.
Because we'd never need it if people were honest, because you just give her $500 for the dent in her car and it's over with.
Mm-hmm.
But just relax a little bit. The outcome looks okay here.
I mean, the only thing that I did was that I had called the other person insurance who hit me in the back. I was the first person to call. That's what the adjuster told me, that I was the first person that I have called and reported this incident. Obviously, I had to tell that it was that I hit somebody in the front and the other person in the back, which is her customer, hit me in the back. So I basically told them everything that I could. I wasn't really making a lie or anything like that. But again, I was kind of a little worried. I saw sense that he's going to have to investigate also his customer and the other person who's driving
the
fast finder.
There's three insurance companies involved here. And
yes,
they have forensic and people. Believe me, they don't want to pay out any more than they have to. So if anything, GEICO is going to work hard for your benefit too. So, that's what the insurance companies are for, and that's what they have to do. And, don't lose any sleep over it. Be grateful that it wasn't worse than it was. You know what I'm saying? These are also just little reminders to everybody listening to the radio show, including me. Slow down. Try not to tailgate. I mean, I've never had an accident. One of my philosophies is I always stay three or four, much further back from people than anybody ever says to, because if somebody slams on a brake, at least I'm further back. So it's one of those things, mostly just try not to tailgate. Mornings, people are rushing, and that's
absolutely
when accidents are more likely to happen. They're tired and they're rushing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a little reminder to everybody, drive a little slower, take it a little easier. If you're going to be 5 minutes late for work, they're going to have to live. And again, people do slam on brakes. I'm assuming everybody's on stones on oxycodone now when I'm driving. That's why I stay well away. I'm assuming people are not paying attention. They're on their cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she probably did drop her cell phone and went to pick it up, and look down for a minute. But it doesn't look like you have anything to lose sleep over.
Okay.
So, it's one of those things. Insurance kind of will cover it. Insurance rates don't go up as high as you think they will for a first accident. And, sometimes you pay a little more for a little bit, but not to lose sleep over it. You're a good person. You like to do what's right. And you're beating yourself over the head a lot, correct?
That is correct.
We're all
going to
have an accident. We're all going to be at fault one time in our life.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Be grateful it wasn't a more significant accident. And, good luck to you. And, call in and let us know what happened.
I will. Cindy, thank you very much for accepting my call.
Appreciate it. Get a good night's sleep, by the way.
I will. Thank you very much for accepting my call, and God bless everyone.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, we're going over to a 631-909 number. Cindy, how are you? Are you there? Hello? I guess not. Okay, I'm going to go over here. Let me see. Okay, we have Diana in Arizona. Let's see what's going on with her. Hi, Diana. It's Cindy. How are you?
Hi, Cindy. I'm great. Thanks.
Oh,
how
good. I'm glad you came through. Sometimes Blog Talk Radio has little quirks in it, and it just said, you're no longer connected. I said, oh, no, don't do that to me. So now I see that you like someone.
I just wondered what's coming up in relationships. There is somebody. There seems to be kind of a mutual attraction, and I don't know if that's going anywhere, if there's, somebody else coming along, or if that's going to blossom. Whatever you see would be awesome.
Okay, let me see what's going on here. I'm glad that you're interested, because you definitely have a soulmate card coming up. That's the first card that I got. And, it looks like it's been a little bit of a while since you've had a relationship, has it?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And
yeah,
usually, you know, soulmates are brought around every about 5 years or so. When was your last relationship?
It was about that, yeah.
Okay, good. So you're due for one, okay? This is a soulmate.
Yeah.
The man that you like, it's not a question of him not liking you. He has a lot of issues on his plate right now. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I'm aware of
some
of
them. He's worried about money. He's worried about a couple other issues here, too. So, you know, he likes you. How did you meet him, by the way?
We're at the gym. He actually works there at the gym. And the first time I saw him, it's been a few months in a meeting. He was running a meeting, and I saw it on his face. I mean, he just stood against the wall and stared at me. But when I looked up at him the first time, it was like I heard a sonic boom. And it
good,
was
that's
a physical
the soulmate
boom.
Recognition factor. That's what
okay.
It's called, the soulmate recognition factor. Yes, soulmate hits like a bang. It doesn't start with a little whimper. It's there from the minute you see the person, when they talk, their voice registers. So you really have that soulmate recognition factor going on there.
It was a boom. It threw me into the back wall. I started giggling. I mean, I've never felt anything quite like that.
Well, good
and I
for
saw
you.
Him.
Well,
he was just leaning up against the wall staring at me with this funny look on his face. But
well,
he was married at the time or something.
He was married at the time?
Yeah, I don't think he is now.
Well,
because
that's part of why he has some financial problems. He appears he has children. Do you know about that?
No, I don't know that much about him yet.
Okay, but it's just, you know, you were brought to him to help him realize that there's life after marriage, after a bad marriage. He's a nice man. Do you know that about him?
Yes, I can tell that.
And
yeah.
The woman that he married isn't a particularly nice person, and he took a lot of crap from her. We all know what it is to take a lot of crap in the name of love from people. He's the kind of person who never really wanted to get a divorce. It really isn't even in his lexicon if he could have kept this going. But it was getting impossible for him to stay. You were brought to show him what love could look like and for him to realize that you're a very, very nice person, and he felt that connection too. He's just a little afraid of commitment at this point.
So, I understand, yeah.
Because he's been hurt. He fell for the princess and became the beast. It's not easy to get out of a marriage. It's an earthquake. But he was brought to you to understand that there is such a thing as a soulmate. Even you know that now.
Right.
Perhaps you didn't know that that animal existed, that instant connection of heart, soul, mind, and body.
No.
And now you can't just settle for a man to fit a plan. You know, it would have to be a soulmate. If you would pray for that soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing, and if you would work at being a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit, it would be important. How often do you see him?
Oh, 2 or 3 times a week. You know, it depends because he's in his office a lot, but he makes kind of a point of walking by wherever I am, and I see him, you know, looking and I've missed a couple opportunities because I, you know, I think he was ready to say something in a different meeting and stuff, and I left early and, you know, but I can tell, like, when I smile at him, he stops talking.
Right, and he's scared, she's scared. You're both a little bit scared.
I want to go slow. Yeah, I do. I want to get to know this person that threw me into the back wall.
Right, and again, if you take too much time, think about that he could meet somebody else, too. So, you know, you're taking it slow. Too slow could end up being a disaster. You know,
well, I'm ready, actually, now. I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks. He's been gone, and I, you know, I don't know where he went. Maybe vacation, maybe training, I don't know, something. But
did you ask anybody where he is, casually?
No.
Is it possible he's left the company?
I should hope not, but I don't think so.
Because I'm not seeing that here, but I'm seeing, you know, when he comes back, it's a good opportunity to talk to him, ask him how things are, what's going on. You actually have
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready to smile at him, like, big.
Right, and could, you know, even you know, ask if he ever wants to stop for a cup of coffee or something like that. He's not sure about you either. He's not sure if you're married, taken, or whatever. So you might have to have a little conversation with him and let him know
right.
who you are and what, you know, bring up the fact that you are single.
Right.
And because you give off a vibration sometimes that you're either taken or not interested. Are you aware of that?
And yeah, and I'm not interested in just anybody, so I think I do, you know, I get, you know, some attention and things, but I'm not interested in just anything, so
good.
So yeah, I kind of do have that don't think about it. Don't,
right,
you know,
and,
I mean,
and with him, it's kind of like he's been really burnt and hurt in the divorce. You know, his self-esteem is affected. So, you know, you being a person who talks to him first would be important. So
yeah.
if you could open up that dialogue and that conversation with him, that would be wonderful. And, you know, you guys definitely have that soulmate connection, but, you know, 45% of people are offered soulmate love. Only 1% maintain it. So you might need to, you know, sort of let him know that you're really interested.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because he's a little shy in his own way, by the way. And people are not necessarily even shy unless they really like somebody. You know, that makes them afraid because, you know, afraid of rejection. And, you know, he needed a little space between what's going on. It doesn't look, you know, no divorces are pleasant. They're earthquakes, but some are worse than others. This one looks pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of him, but because I don't think she ever thought he'd ever leave her.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she's not wanting to let go of him too easily. He's a good catch. The problem is that she's not a very nice person.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he has asked people at the office a little bit about you, by the way.
Oh, good.
So, you know, he is inquiring about you.
Good.
And, you know, it's up to you to perhaps take it to the next level. Because
yeah.
he's definitely afraid.
Yeah.
The man is definitely afraid of, you know, starting something new. And it looks, money-wise, looks like a very good year for you. You actually have a very good 10-year period opening up. Pretty much anything you want is yours. You've been hurt in the past before because that's what's showing up here, that you're a little afraid of getting hurt.
Mm-hmm. True.
Were you married before?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about with after divorce. Sometimes people don't
mm-hmm.
trust their judgment. They're wondering,
right.
oh, man, I didn't see that one coming.
Right.
But you were actually brought, because she's manipulating him to try to stay with her, and you were brought to show him that there's good women out there. And it serves an important purpose. It may have been brought a little sooner than it should have been brought, but just for him to realize when he goes through with this divorce, there's something better. And, you know, just you being the person who kind of just talks with him and opens up a little bit, he freezes up when you come around, too. Are you aware of that?
He looks like it, yeah. He looks like it.
If he didn't like you so much, he'd just talk to you, you know. that's the funny part about it. And, you know, every 5 years God says, choose again. Here's a soulmate. But soulmate love without commitment is pain. So eventually it has to be someone, you know, opening up and talking. And you don't want to wait a year and meanwhile he finds somebody else or dates somebody else in that time. And, you know, he's a pretty loyal man. You know, he's not a man that's going to be dating you and 12 other people at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is definitely a soulmate. It's funny how they brought just us going about our life, you know. And I like the way that you described it as the sonic boom. That's definitely what a soulmate feels like. It feels like, wow, what just hit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a sound and a feeling inside me. It was boom. It was just boom. And all I did, I looked up and saw he was on the... He came over, I think he came over to see if I had a ring. I don't know. He was on the other side of the registration table, and I just looked up. I saw his arm, and it went boom. It took my breath away. Just
right,
just
and that's what a soulmate does. And, of course, he's a person who deserves a soulmate. If he had been the one responsible for the ending of that marriage, he wouldn't have been granted a soulmate anytime soon. It isn't really his behaviors. He's tried his best, but she's a pretty abusive woman. And, you know, he's had enough.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad has passed away?
Yes.
Because your dad is the person who sort of brought you in alignment with this man. And your dad's asking you to forgive him for certain things. Do you know why he would say that?
Yeah.
He's genuinely sincere, by the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, even you marrying the man that you married, if you had had a different father, you might not have picked that particular man.
True.
And your father feels responsible for, you know, your mom fell for the prince that became the beast. History repeats itself. But soulmate love always comes from God and from someone who's died. Your dad brought you this man, and he's hoping it works out because he's genuinely a better father dead than he was alive, I'll tell you that much. And he, you know, it happens. You know, death ends a life, not a relationship. You know, his ego's gone, and your dad really would like to see you with a good man. And, you know, and I tell you, this is a good man. But again, don't let it go too long without speaking and, you know, find out where he is and why he's not around. Is it unusual for people to be gone that long from your business? Or?
Well, we're at the gym.
So
he could be on. He could be on vacation. He could be, you know, they go for other training and things. And he's the head of a department, so, you know, he could be off doing something. But he looked really, the last time I saw him was, 10 days, you know, it was last week or something. And boy, he looked sad. I mean, I can see how he walks and tell how he's feeling. And he was small and really sad. And I didn't know that was going to be the last time I saw him. You know?
Well, that's because he's going through a very hard time. That's what I'm saying. It's not just a divorce. There appears to be some other problems. It could be with a, you know, an aging parent or something. I mean, there's issues here in the cards. So the cards surrounding him are money worries and that he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders right now.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the universe is bringing him a soulmate. Like right now, he's almost afraid to get into a relationship because he's got these issues. But that's why God brought it, to help him with these issues, not to say, well, when I take care of all this mess, I'll have you in my life. No, you guys are meant to be helping each other now and you helping him through his particular rough situation. You know, he's a man that, you know, you could try to talk to him a little more.
Yeah.
And let him know who you are.
I will be so happy to see him, see his face. I think I will just beam when I just see him.
And talk. Talk
and
to
he'll
him.
See that.
Because, you know, if for some reason, you know, you're brought in alignment when the universe could bring you to an alignment with each other, so you don't want to just let that pass by. And,
right.
You know, I think you're realizing there's more to life than just work.
Yeah.
And you've been doing a lot of hard work lately. But this is, you know, what you've been waiting for. And do you have children?
No.
Okay. Because it appears that he does, and for his children's sake, the universe would like them to see what a soulmate love looks like, not just that love starts out good and then it stinks, you know.
Yeah.
So, and the mother's not going to be granted a soulmate. They might bring her a nice man to fit a plan, only because the kids don't deserve to be tortured by somebody else, but she isn't going to get a soulmate. He really wants that. He's the kind of man who's, you know, really a man of his word. I mean, he really tried to make things work, just like you did. You're a woman of your word. When you married, you tried to make it work, correct?
Oh, yeah. What a mess. Yes,
right. Did you learn you can't fix somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, your husband wasn't fixable any more than your father was not fixable on earth. He's pretty much better up in spirit. But he wasn't so fixable on this planet.
Yeah.
And, you know, very, very, very good 5-year period opening up here. So that's something for you to keep in mind, that if you want him and you take advantage of this 5-year period, you'll be opening up another very good 5-year period. Did you ever want kids?
I did. I had a whole bunch of miscarriages early on. And
when you were married, because that's because those were trying to wake you up saying, hey, look, we want you as a mom, but we don't want that dad.
You know, I felt the same thing. And, I didn't really, I knew that was not going to be the father of my, I just knew I didn't have the right father for
the
children.
And that's the only reason they didn't sign on. And it's the man who is your soulmate, and it's the, we have more than one soulmate, but these children that he has are meant for you to help raise and know and be there. So
I'd love that.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you. If you're wondering why you had miscarriages, I'm an old soul that was born into great dysfunction. If God asked me to do it again, I'm saying, hell no, I'm occupying heaven. Free will over here. So you got it. You understand that? And you were born to end dysfunction. You could have done it by having children with a soulmate. You could do it by helping raise these children and his grandchildren that way. Or you could have done it by not having kids. And that's actually what you had. You can understand why those children didn't want to be born into that mess.
Right. Yeah.
And you get it. You know what I'm saying? But they did make you love yourself the way you would have loved your own children. And they, every miscarriage woke you up. It wasn't a date. It was a wake-up call. Did you sense that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you know, do you still speak with your ex-husband? I hope not.
No.
Good. Because he hasn't changed and never will change.
No.
And that's something for you to realize that, you know, you're karmically free of him. You don't want to be talking with him and opening up that kind of karma again.
Right.
Because that's really not what you want to be doing. But this man, again, when you see him, talk to him, tell him a little bit how you feel. And, you know, just, you know, ask him if he wants coffee or something. You know, sometimes we feel like, oh, my God, I might scare him off. It's better to know if someone's really going to run and doesn't want love from the beginning than to sit there and fantasize for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But he definitely felt that connection with you as well.
Good.
And the greatest love affairs are happening to women 40 and over, by the way. They've had to relive all the dysfunction. They had to have the women's liberation movement in their own life, which means really seeing that men don't own us, that we're better off standing on our own 2 feet without a man. And you learned that.
Mm-hmm.
And you did what you had to do in divorcing him. Did your mom ever divorce your father?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now can you understand why she had to do that?
Oh, yeah.
When we're kids, we sometimes judge. We think, if I were married, I'd fix him. If I were married, I'd never get a divorce. We learned the hard way that we have to stop judging people.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have a grandmother who passed away. Do you remember her?
I knew of her. I think she passed early. I don't know. I didn't actually know her well, but I know of her well.
Because she watches over you a lot as well. Everybody's on your side about you having love now. So, you know, how could you go wrong with that?
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Well, good luck to you. And please call in and let us know what happens. And don't be afraid to make the first move. Because, you know, sometimes people don't realize men are shy. And when we die, we're going to see the soulmates that were brought into alignment, but whatever, was too shy to make a move. He was scared, she was scared. That's pretty frightening, isn't it?
It is, and he has tried to make them. I didn't recognize it, but he has tried early on. And then I think maybe he tried to get back or something because he disappeared. He may have, you know, got sucked back in.
That's what usually happens with the drama.
When I first saw him, I mean, it was, it was real obvious, and I didn't know what to do with it because it caught me off guard. Now I know what to do with it. But he looked at me even the last time I saw him. He walks by, and he just kind of looks at me under his lashes, you know.
Right, and again, if he's dropped hints and you don't pick them up, he thinks maybe you're living with somebody, maybe you have a relationship. So you have to kind of,
I'm so ready. I'm really ready. When I see him again, I am ready because I've missed him. I've missed seeing, I don't know. I'm really I'm not going to say what you should say when you see him.
Oh, my goodness, I missed you.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that nice when, to hear someone say they missed you? And I remember when I, the first night I met my current, my husband, he had said to me, if I never saw you again, I would miss you. Now, wasn't that a sweet thing to say?
Yeah.
So that's something that you want to just know that, you know, tell him, oh, my goodness, I missed you. How have you been? Where were you?
Yeah.
Just kind of spontaneous and fun.
Right.
And see where that leads. Because, you know, he's definitely a nice man. And, you know, both of you have been brought in alignment. We have more than one soulmate. If he runs away scared, you're not responsible for it. But what you're going to learn is, boy, if I ever get a soulmate again, I'm going to make sure I go after it. And, you know, he did drop hints to you. She does suck him in, by the way, sometimes, his ex, you know. She starts trying to, you know, manipulate him. She's got like a million tricks up her sleeve.
Mm.
He's starting to get them now, though. He's starting to realize that, you know, that she's definitely a big manipulator. So it takes a while for us to get it. You know how long it took. You know, you were back and forth with your own husband for a while. He doesn't end in a minute, marriages.
Yeah.
They do take a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck to you, and please call in and let us know what happens.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in, Diana.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air. Would you like to ask your question?
Hi, Cindy. Yes. I was on online. I didn't know they picked me up.
Oh, you know, it's so funny. Nicole's not here, so I said, I don't know if there's a question. You know, we have a few minutes left, and I've said, this person's been on a hold for a while. You don't have to give your name or anything. If you just have a question, I'd love to answer it.
I'm just wondering what's, you know, coming up for the new year and stuff.
Good for you. Good question. Okay. For numerology, what's your birthday, the month, the day, and the year?
May 15th.
Okay, so you just had a birthday.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. Okay. Because the new year really goes from one birthday to the next, not from January 1st. So you actually have a very strong year here. You have a very good five-year period opening up. Do you know where you want to be 5 years from now?
I don't know.
Okay. Knowing that you have anything you want in the next 5 years is yours.
Okay.
You might want to think about, ooh, where would I want to be? And you're an older soul. Older souls tend to, you know, be a little bit of control freaks. They can't just see something that they want. They have to figure out, how am I going to get it? Your job is just to see where you want to be going. There's a nice relationship in the cards in the future. Do you have one now?
No.
Okay, because that's here. In the next 5 years, you could definitely have a really good, committed relationship. It could be much sooner than that if you're ready for it. Are you ready for love?
Yeah.
Good, because that's the first card that came up. It's a good health-wise year, a good five-year period, love on the horizon. Very loving man in these cards coming. Are you doing anything to find anybody?
No, not really. Just working. I've been just so busy working and stuff.
Okay, I see that you work very hard, by the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, the universe knows they have to bring someone in alignment with you. I mean, our last caller met him at the gym. You know, sometimes it's where we're just going about our life.
Okay.
But there's a little birdie that must be speaking to you in your head, telling you there's more to life than work. Are you hearing that lately?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because that's the little birdie that's saying, we're bringing you this great romance, this great relationship. We need you to open your heart for it. You were a little bit scared of love. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
You know, you've been hurt in the past?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, you're being a woman who's standing on her own two feet without a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what women need to do at first, because, you know, it's when we can stand on our own two feet without a man, we won't take abuse. You know, we won't make any excuses for that. And when we can financially, spiritually, psychologically stand on our own, the prince will be brought. And this is a really nice man, by the way.
Oh, good.
He's really worth, like, you know, getting out there and letting your heart open up to him. He's kind and he's loving. You know, as people get older, they've made the same mistakes, a lot of people. They've made excuses for abuse. They've tolerated too much abuse from people. He's learned that, too, that he's a nice person. He wants a nice person in his life. It's a really good relationship that's going to be here. I hope that's what you want in the near future.
Yeah.
You know, how long have you been without a relationship?
Like half a year now.
Okay, good. It's normally a minimum of 6 months to a year just for us to stand on our own two feet and be a lover to ourselves and like ourselves. Are you liking yourself at this point?
Yes.
Good. And you're getting to know yourself a little bit?
Yeah.
Because, you know, every time we're with a man or with a person, we sort of take on some of their energies and their behaviors and what they want. This time it's like you have to get to know yourself so when this man comes, you know who you really, really are.
Okay.
And, you know, so don't worry too much if it's, you know, takes a little bit to bring him in alignment with you.
Okay.
Are you over your ex now?
Yes.
Okay, good. It takes a little bit to get over. How long were you with him?
2 years.
Okay, so, you know, it takes a little while to get over him. Did you see that people lie and they lie a lot with him? Okay,
mm-hmm.
good, because that's what you were supposed to learn. and to trust your own gut, because your gut was telling you that he was lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes God may bring you a couple of duds just to test that you can figure out who's lying pretty fast. Now it won't take 2 years, maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, very good things. This is a husband. I hope you want to get married in the future. Do you want to?
Yes, I do.
Good. This is a husband. This is not just, you know, a booty call. This is, you know, the real thing.
Oh, good.
And, you know, this is a man who you'll want to marry, who's very honest and trustworthy, who doesn't lie. Your ex looks like he's still going to try to contact you.
Okay.
Do you still text him?
No.
Okay, good. You know, try not to, like, have any communication with him. Really close that door.
Okay.
And really, this is your year, from one birthday to the next.
Okay.
This is your year.
Oh, good.
Okay, most women can't leave a man unless there's another man there. You know that.
Right.
And this showed that you walked away without a man being there. It took a lot of courage to do that. Well, good luck to you, and call in and let us know, because we're just about out of time now. So call in and let us know when that love manifests.
I will. Thank
and
you so
good
much.
Good luck to you, and you really were meant to get a reading. I know I'm not a psychic for nothing. I knew you were a little shy, but I said I really want to read this woman here that's been waiting.
Oh, thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thanks, all of our listeners. And, Nicole, thank you for everything.